A popular sound in England these days is something called trip-hop, hip-hop music that gives off a dreamy, spacey aura. Examples of trip-hop acts are Massive Attack, Portishead, and Tricky. Tricky is a 27-year-old whose album Max and K is one of the most highly praised albums of the year. Rocker to Ken Tucker has a review.
The primary roles Tricky performs on his album Maxing K are those of producer and rapper. He's sifted together bits of reggae, dub, funk, and industrial music, along with samples of other people's songs to achieve a very dense sound. A teenage singer called Martina provides the girlish, willfully naive vocals. It's as if she's skating in a very wobbly way over the top of this deep, frozen lake of music. The music that Tricky is making originated in Bristol, England. He was once a member of Massive Attack, by far the most commercially successful trip-hop act. In fact, it was Massive Attack's breakout pop success that moved Tricky to leave the group, lest he be thought an artistic sellout. There's an air of vapid artsiness about a lot of what Tricky and his cohorts do, and I don't think as highly of this work as many of my bedazzled colleagues do. But there's no denying that when he hits the right groove, Tricky makes music that has an irresistible allure. I think one reason listeners are latching on to Tricky's stuff is that its druggy tempo and wayward melodies fly in the face of current pop trends. In the wake of grunge noisiness and the stingingly precise clarity of everyone from Michael Jackson to Hootie and the Blowfish, Tricky's drifting murkiness comes as a kind of lulling relief. It's probably not music for the ages, but rather an exceedingly witty form of muzak. If I was younger, I'd suggest it was music to nod off to. As it is, I'd say it's music to take a nap to.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.